Dictation for Lisa, Roe, R-O-E, July 15, 61, address as a letter, Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, 466-5956. Dear Dr. Ernest, a follow-up for Mrs. Roe, advanced renal failure, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, last visit a couple of weeks ago. Appetite is good, no nausea, vomiting, no dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, good urine outputs, frequency, urgency from diuretics, but no cloudiness of blood or incontinence, has significant lower extremity edema, some blisters, but no cellulitis fever. She has morbid obesity, uses a walker, lightheadedness, but no falling episode, stable dyspnea, but no cough, sputum production, oxygen, or sleep apnea. She sleeps in a recliner. To some extent from orthopnea, body size, but also because her bed was ruined and she does not have a bed. Next paragraph, she has an AB fistula on the right brachial area without the Stilling syndrome, has not checked blood pressure at home, diabetes numbers at home in the morning, 75 to 90. Next paragraph, she did not bring medications, but I reviewed the ones supposed to be taking a phosphorus binder, short long-acting insulin for blood pressure and volume overload on Demadex, Metoprolol, Nifedipine, Clandidine, Lisinopril. Next paragraph on physical exam, blood pressure on the left side at 148.76, standing 162.82. Morbid obesity, JBD, alert or intestine 3, no respiratory distress, very discreet crackles on the bases, for the most part clear, no pericardial rap or gallop, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, edema to the lower chest. Next paragraph, chemistries. Creatinine 5.2 for a GFR of 8, stage 5, a normal sodium, potassium at 5.1 mild elevated, metabolic acidosis of 20. Low albumin at 3.2, corrected calcium will be in the normal to low side. Phosphorus mild increase at 5.6, anemia 9, supposed to receive RNS today, 150. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 5. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, no pulmonary edema. Next number, right-sided AB fistula, brachial area, I believe is ready to be used, no Stilling syndrome. Next number, anemia, no external bleeding, RNS today. Next number, high phosphorus, continued diet and binders. Next number, metabolic acidosis to monitor before bicarbonate replacement. Next number, generalized edema, anasarca without pulmonary edema, likely from renal failure and probably nephrotic syndrome. Next number, proteinuria, nephrotic syndrome, likely from diabetes and secondary FSGS from morbid obesity. Next number, secondary hyperparathyroidism. Continue to monitor and phosphorus binders. She understands that she's facing dialysis in the near future. She will continue chemistries in a weekly basis. Come back on the next 3-4 weeks or early. She lives alone, lives in St. Louis, will have to use the bus to go to dialysis back and forth. End of dictation.